The final reading is taken from Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 to 17, which is on page 3 of the Matthew Gospels. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, and Judah the father of Perez, and Zerah by Tamar, and Perez the father of Hezron, and Hezron the father of Ram. And Ram the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab the father of Nashon, and Nashon the father of Salmon, and Salmon the father of Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of David the king. And David was the father of Solomon by the wife of Uriah, and Solomon the father of Rehoboam, and Rehoboam the father of Abijah, and Abijah the father of Asaph, and Asaph the father of Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, and Joram the father of Uzziah, and Uzziah the father of Jotham, and Jotham the father of Ahaz, and Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, and Hezekiah the father of Manasseh, and Manasseh the father of Amos, and Amos the father of Josiah, and Josiah the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the deportation to Babylon. And after the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel, and Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, and Abiud the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim the father of Azor, and Azor the father of Zadok, and Zadok the father of Achim, and Achim the father of Eliud, and Eliud the father of Eleazar, and Eleazar the father of Mathan, and Mathan the father of Jacob. And Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who was called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David were 14 generations, and from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to the Christ, 14 generations.
Please take a seat. My name's Kev, I'm the vicar. So brilliant that you could join us for our carol service this afternoon, and properly good singing, by the way. I'm normally glad that the organ drowns me out, but you all sounded genuinely fantastic, so thank you for that. We're going to watch a short video. It's from a Christmas ad a couple of years ago. This carol service was brought to you by Sainsbury's. Sadly, we don't have a sponsorship deal with them, but we are open to offers. I love that, though. It's catchy. It's real. I want to give the greatest gift I can give my family. The greatest gift that I can give is me. Do you know, I've decided I'm going to try this line with my three small children on Christmas Day morning. No presents this year, kids. Just the great gift of me. I'll let you know how it goes. But the greatest gift that I can give is me. I genuinely love the sentiment behind that. To be honest, though, I'm quite an angsty person, and it does make me worry. How great a gift am I to my family? I mean, even the mention of family will conjure up a range of thoughts and emotions among us. Happy families, happy Christmases, happy memories, and sadnesses, disappointments. Family you won't be with this Christmas for various reasons. Sorry if that's quite an intense way to begin, but that final reading tells us the original Christmas was about family. Matthew's Gospel, one of the four authorized biographies of Jesus. What did you make of his introduction, though? The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ that goes on as the names become more and more unpronounceable. Well done, Beth. Not sure what you did to deserve getting that particular reading. Not particularly Christmassy. I mean, John's Gospel, he slam dunked it with his intro, didn't he? The Word became flesh. That one has dominated Advent readings. But Abram was the father of Isaac, was the father of Jacob. Children say, 1, 2, skip a few, 99, 100. Abram, Isaac, skip a few. Can't we jump straight to verse 18? Far more festive. Matthew says, not so fast. Christmas is the story of a family, and here is the family tree. Do you know the wider family on my dad's side? They have a big get-together once every 10 years. They feel a decade is the appropriate amount of time to wait before they have to see one another again. But all the hairy Scottish cousins come down from the Highlands, and one of the aunties, she always brings a copy of the family tree. I don't know whether you find your ancestry fascinating or dull as anything. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ. At the very least, this tells us that the baby of Bethlehem is a fact of history. Pop across the road to the British Museum, examine the artifacts that document Hezekiah, the deportation, Babylon. This lineage also says Jesus was way more than the latest random Instagram sensation. The arrival of the Christ is the fulfillment of hopes and dreams going back millennia. This is really Matthew's drum roll, this genealogy. We have another drum kit here. You know how it goes with the drum roll? You kind of give it this for a bit. Da-da! And the point of the drum roll is it builds anticipation when it's played properly. That was me butchering that for 3 seconds. You were glad that I stopped. Imagine 2,000 years being the appropriate length of time for the drum roll. That's what this whole epoch from Abraham onwards is. Must be someone really big coming. And finally, da-da, the family member we've been waiting for. The greatest gift that God could give to our human family, the greatest gift that God could give is he. You know, it is actually about us, this family tree. And maybe you came in here already thinking Christians were nutters. Now we're reading ancient genealogies and saying they're somehow relevant to your life. Ever worry about your place in the grand scheme of things? Ever worry whether there is a grand scheme of things? Well, come and join the Christ's family, is Matthew's invitation. It's about heritage. It's about a fresh start, forgiveness, belonging, a future for every member of every human family. That's the offer, no matter how dysfunctional you and yours are. So explore with me for a moment humanancestry.com. Sentence one, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham and David are two silverback gorillas of the Old Testament. They're the big beasts, the Bible royalty, who along with the Christ frame this reading. If you've still got it open, you might notice that the paragraph divide around their names. First, Abraham. All his Christmases came at once when God paid a visit near the beginning of the Bible and said, you are going to be the father of a multitude of nations. See, the people of God never was meant to be a regional sect. Right from Abraham onwards, God's vision was for a worldwide diverse community. From your offspring, Abraham, from one of them, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. All the people groups happy and safe and together in a shared humanity rather than fighting. Wouldn't that be nice? I say all Abraham's Christmases came at once. There wasn't much to show tangibly at the time. It was mainly promises he received. Like one of those gift cards, you know, thanks very much. It's just a piece of plastic. It's what it's good for that's actually exciting. It was these promises of global blessedness made to Abraham that set off that long drum roll. Anticipation builds for the special family member who's going to actually make those promises come good. So Isaac, Jacob, the drum roll goes on. Lots of fathers and fathering in that first paragraph and interesting baby names. Salmon, being my favorite, gets me dribbling for the Christmas canapes. But stay focused because David is where we're heading. Sentence six, David, the king. Not himself the special one, but God assured David that the Abraham promises of blessing would come through a leader of eternal peace and justice in David's royal line. Oh, to be led really well. Wouldn't that be nice? So the drum roll continues. Bring on the special one. But the thing is, as we go down the names in that royal line, the kings mentioned here get not so great. Hope fades. Dysfunction abounds in this family. Welcome to families, eh? Apparently the average family will have at least 5 arguments on Christmas Day. And how do they know this? But they say the first one will take place on average at 10:13 a.m. So set your watch, grab the TV remote control is the advice, and good luck. But Christmas confronts us, doesn't it, with our relatives in a good way, our traditions, and the pains, the unresolved conflicts. There are heroes to celebrate in this family tree in Matthew 1, high points, but read back in the detail. In particular, notice the places where Matthew breaks his usual pattern of simply saying the father of, the father of, the father of. So he breaks that pattern in verse 2, Judah and his brothers, sibling rivalry, abuse among those brothers. And the pattern breaks in verse 3, Judah the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Judah was Tamar's father-in-law. She pretended to him that she was a prostitute. That's how Judah ended up fathering those boys. Verse 5, Rahab was a prostitute. Verse 6, the wife of Uriah cheated on Uriah with King David, who then had Uriah murdered. Great King David did that. See, Matthew is highlighting the stuff you'd want to airbrush out of your family, the relatives we don't talk about. Verse 11 confirms that he wants us crystal clear about the dark clouds over this dynasty, the deportation to Babylon. Verse 12, the deportation to Babylon. Verse 17, twice, the deportation to Babylon. Family of Abraham, family of David, ultimately a family exiled, deliberately deported from the Holy Land as an act of God's just judgment. None of them worthy of his blessing or of the family name. Us no better in our wider human family today. The nations, those families that we belong to, all have skeletons in their closets. Our nuclear families have their dysfunctions, let's be honest. Bring it even closer to home. We can put on our shiny London faces in front of each other. And yet I'm sure if we asked your family, as it would be if you asked mine, they'd be able to give an honest portrait of all of our highs and lows. And even they don't know the worst of your heart, do they? The greatest gift I can give my family is me. Sometimes, maybe, I'm sure there is lots to celebrate in all of our families. If their great hope is me, though, that is no great hope. Which is why verse 16 is such a breath of fresh air. Remember our drum roll, we're waiting for this special one. Finally, verse 16, finally, some names we recognize. Finally, Jesus was born, who is called Christ. Christ is not the family surname, it means the Messiah, sent to save. See amid the winter snow, born for us on earth below, see the tender lamb appears, promised from eternal years. Abraham, those promises to bless the socks off the nations, here's the family member who's going to do it. David, you were assured peace, justice through a royal leader, here he is. Deportation. Exile is a picture of all of us far from God, all of us deserving the dark shadow of his coming judgment. A Messiah born who can save you from that destiny. Small baby, huge Christ. And Christmas is an invitation to all of us to join a new family. It doesn't mean abandon your relatives. Jesus wants you to try to be a gift to them. But he is the great gift. And under his family leadership, we find fresh beginnings, full forgiveness, no more defined by the dysfunctions of our heritage, belonging to a global family that bears the family name, It's the greatest social movement the world has ever seen, the Christian church. And yet, a church family like this one here at Euston is not full of sorted people. To know in 13 years leading this church, I've heard a lot of sad stories about families, some of your stories. If you're trying to trust the Christ but struggling or disappointed, remember we're still in the drum roll in a way. That international community of eternal peace and blessing, still future. Foretaste of it in the ministry of Jesus. Read on in Matthew. This isn't Disneyland. It's history. It was a very long wait, but the Christ came. And just as surely he will come again to finish the job. Imagine knowing that you will meet God, not as judge sending you into exile, but as Father welcoming you home. To really know what eternity holds for you. Wouldn't that be nice? This apparently dusty old genealogy is a word from the Lord. Whoever you are, wherever you're from, whatever you've done, anyone in London, maybe you just snuck in at the back, come and join the family. If only you will come towards me, says the Lord God, and learn to pin your hopes on the family hero. Jesus was born, who's called Christ. Amen.